Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. Live on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock... It's John and Ken on Demand, the podcast, so you can catch up on what you missed. We have been talking off and on about all afternoon the two planes that flew into Sacramento carrying 36 illegal immigrants. DeSantis set this up with a flight from New Mexico. And I found...
What?
A speech that Newsom gave, because Newsom is very upset. He's threatening kidnapping charges, human trafficking charges against DeSantis. He said back in January 2019, when he first got inaugurated governor, that California will, quote, be a sanctuary to all who seek it. That was is among his first words spoken as the governor of California, a sanctuary to all.
Well, he's not saying they're not going to welcome them, but he just thinks it was underhanded to do this.
So what?
That they were deceived.
This is the best place. What? You're being deceived. Imagine being deceived and you're sent to the best place in America. Huh?
They're complaining because they have court date papers and the courts are in New York and places far away from Sacramento.
Oh, you could fix that. We got courts.
This was
here.
Cruel.
We got.
Take a bus.
But wow. I mean, that was one of his opening lines.
Well, he's a phony. Now, we have spent a lot of time since the pandemic, talking about the rampant fraud that affected the Employment Development Department, that's California's unemployment office, $30 billion plus dollars ripped off from our unemployment system by all sorts of fraudsters, including prisoners and prisoners' friends. We've mentioned this story many times, but now we're going to move to another one that's kind of under the radar, and it comes from a term that has really gotten popular in the last few years. It is the term ghosting. John, you've heard the term ghosting? People say this a lot when with dates or people they know, I got ghosted.
I've heard it with a couple of guys who run restaurants have told me. They get ghosted by job applicants. They're hired, but they never show.
What's the loss there, except you feel like you've got the position filled and then you don't, but you're not paying anything.
But they've been ghosted. It's like, hey, you start Monday. Monday comes, no sign of them.
Well, this is about the California Community College System and ghost students. You see, colleges are very aggressive in trying to recruit students. And one of the things that's become very popular in the last, 10 years, you see all the commercials, you can get your degree online. That's right. You don't have to actually physically come to a classroom. Study online. Take your tests online. Get your diploma online.
We have a fake school. We're offering a fake degree online.
Well, in this case, they aren't fake schools. They're real community colleges, but the students are fake. And it's because the fraudsters are looking for financial aid. The story starts out with a great one. A man by the name of Richard Valicenti. He got a check in the mail for $1,400 last summer. The U.S. Department of Education notified him the money was a mistake. It was an overpayment of a $3,000 Pell Grant he used to attend Saddleback College in Orange County. Well, Valicenti is 64 years old, and he never applied for any Pell Grants. He's actually a radiation oncologist at UC Davis. He's never even heard of Saddleback College. So they used his personal information to make him a student, a ghost student, to apply for money, grant money. That's what the fraudsters are up to. And when you read this story in the San Francisco Chronicle, that they get away with this at an alarmingly high rate. More than 460,000 of the 2.3 million requests to the California Community College online application system since July alone, it's about 20%, are probably scammers. Think about that. Those numbers can pile up.
Well, it's 460,000 times how many dollars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... But,
community colleges are required to accept any student in the state with a high school diploma, and a social security number is not required to apply for this.
And there you go. Because you let in so many illegal aliens, and these stupid progressives say, well, we can't require social security numbers. Not everyone has a social security number. That's just not fair. Well, this is what happens. And then they close the schools because of their stupid COVID panic. Look at all the layers of stupid here, okay? Yeah, there's no social security number. COVID shuts down the schools forever. And then you're allowed to take your course online. Nobody ever has to see your face. You can take your online course. You don't have to have your screen on.
Yeah. The fraudsters are human, but they use bots, software algorithms, to mimic enrolled students. They talked to Kim Rich, a criminal justice instructor at Pierce College near L.A., who says that she's got to ferret out these fake students. She looks for consecutive ID numbers, similar email patterns that don't match student names and birth dates from the 60s and 70s that indicate that these people are too old for community college.
Well, why didn't you make them come in to get their loan?
Well, eventually they do. That often happens. Yes.
Do you think banks do this? You think Bank of America does it for people who want to get a mortgage?
The Chancellor's Office now requires colleges to send monthly reports of their fake students. And administrators, apparently in one case at City College in San Francisco, 29 bogus students received over $22,000 in Pell Grants. Administrators just blocked 505 ghost students from this summer's classes. And yeah, more than 4,300 suspicious enrollments, more than 10% were probably fake students.
And how many got through? They're only talking about the ones that they caught.
Right.
But there's probably hundreds and thousands that blew through.
Yeah, so this Pierce College story, this woman had 2 8-week classes that were supposed to begin on April 10th. Each were filled with 40 students by early March. So she was asked to teach another. It filled up in a week. She was kind of shocked. after she analyzed her three rosters, enrollment in one class dropped from 40 to 29, and another down to 22, and the last to just two students. Because she started at the fake.
It was the same bots.
Right.
Well, one department eliminated 80 ghost students, and another 80 showed up within an hour. 80 ghosts an hour.
Total enrollment at Pierce was at 7,700 before the college's 8-week classes began this spring. By the time instructors cleared the ghost, enrollment was down to just under 5,000, just like that.
So like a third of the enrollment was fake, and they were looking for money.
Wow. And you can see how easy this is to do this, because you're just doing this all by remote application.
So why don't you end all that? How about you want to enroll and you want money? then you have to show up. And you show up and we want to see ID and we want your fingerprint.
Some have rules that you have to show up at least once to the class.
Yeah.
Because that would defeat the point of recruiting more students who can't get to the college because they have jobs or whatever. They want to work on their own time.
Or stealing the ID of people who are 65 years old, right?
Yeah, that's what he did, right? Yeah. They took this guy's identity.
That's right. So when you have to show up, then, okay, that scam is toast. There's no way around it. Once you need real bodies to show up in class, God, that's the whole bureaucracy in California from top to bottom is stupid and lazy, and they don't care about all this money that gets blown out. It's just nobody cares. It's their stupid tax money.
Well, apparently some of the college people officials are trying to define them, man.
Yes, a professor cares because she has a class scheduled for 80 kids, and now there's two.
Right.
Or something like that. So, yes, she cares, but the people who set up the system, they don't think for 5 minutes, like, well, what's going to happen if we never require a human being to engage with us personally? What's going to happen? You're giving away free money. I mean, it's obvious, especially after the EDD scandal where they blew $30 billion on all the worldwide fraudsters. Of course, this goes on constantly, all day, all night. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people around the planet who are scamming one program or another.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 to 4, so if you don't hear the show live, pick it up after 4 o'clock. We'll post up the on demand, John and Ken, sometime right after 4 o'clock. You go to KFIAM640.com or use the iHeartRadio app. We had mentioned last week that a major insurance company had announced that it was not going to offer any new home insurance policies in California. That company that we mentioned last week was State Farm. Well, it has been revealed that Allstate is also not taking on any new home insurance policies. This, of course, is the way business is done in California. We have elected officials who decide that somehow companies like the oil companies are all evil, right? So we try to restrict their business in some fashion, and they have to make decisions. One of the reasons for this problem in California is these insurance companies are limited in how much they can raise the rates to cover their losses. So if your response is, well, they're bluffing, they're probably making record profits and paying their executive way too much. Well, if that were true, then they would continue to do business because they'd be reaping the rewards. But instead, these two insurance companies have announced they're no longer taking on property insurance because it ain't working for us. I mean, the bottom line with most businesses that operate in the real world, profit and loss, not in the government world, is that when businesses, you got to make decisions. And when business hits a downturn, you have to decide what to do. And in this case, they're going to allow the insureds who are already with the company to stay on, but they're not taking on any new customers, which could really hurt people looking to buy homes because a lot of people want homeowners insurance, right? That's, protection.
No, it is. I know firsthand it is harder to get insurance and everything is more expensive. And part of it is the policies from the idiot California government. This Cal Fart Lara, who's the insurance commissioner that the dumb poops in California elected, he could not run a vegetable stand and he's in charge of the entire insurance industry. And he has these crazy restrictions on restricting their rates. So they're going to go. And this is what happened. 350 companies have moved out of California in the last 4 years. Because what these boneheads don't understand in government is that a company can always move. A person can always move. You can only take so much from their income, from their profits. You can only restrict their business so much. And then they can leave. And they do.
Right.
And the arrogance saying, well, they're not going to leave. Yes, they will. Oh, what did I read the other day? You know, in Norway, they tried one of these these wealth taxes where they will tax you based on your net worth. Like every year you've got to pay a little percentage of your total worth.
Yeah, it's like a wealth tax.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's happened?
California had that idea, but it got squashed already.
The rich Norwegians, we're talking Norwegians here, okay? They moved out. They went to Switzerland, which is one of the tax havens of Europe. They simply left, and they ended up with less revenue coming from these wealthy people than what they got before the tax. Their revenues actually went down from the wealthy group because people just go. They reorganize their business. They reorganize their personal life. And they're saving seven figures sometimes. You can't beat rich people. You have to accept if people are wealthy, they're going to win. They're not going to pay the tax you want, and they're going to move somewhere else where nobody's bothering them.
Yes, there are very few wealthy people who act as some of the celebrities act. Like, oh, sure, I'll pay more taxes. I'd be happy to pay more taxes.
Except they don't. Remember that story last week we had?
About the L.A. real estate deals. Yeah. Went crazy in March and stopped in April because of the new tax, right?
There were some A-list names who mysteriously sold their mansions in the last week of March.
Home insurance is not required by federal or California law, but a lot of people choose to have it because of fires, floods, burglaries, other events. Most people decide that it's worth paying the price to have homeowners insurance. State regulators in recent years have struck down attempts by insurance companies to raise property rates to offset their inflation costs. Because, as you know, we had a run of fires, and then the cost of rebuilding has gotten really construction costs, historic increases.
I can't believe how ignorant so many people are in this state, not just the politicians, but the people. People bitching and complain about the cost of insurance. You're building in a fire zone. Why do you think the insurance rate is so high? Because you're building in a fire zone. If you don't want to pay insurance, don't build in a fire zone. It's like people in Florida bitching about, the hurricanes, the insurance is way up. Don't build in a hurricane zone then.
Right. Or else insure yourself and save up enough money to rebuild your home if it gets burnt down.
There you go. Pay for your own repairs after the latest hurricane blots out your house.
Well, there are days I look at some of my insurance bills and I think maybe I should self-insure because sometimes I pay all these money in premiums for car insurance and home insurance and earthquake insurance. And I'm like, all right, none of this has really happened, right? I haven't had any big car accidents and I haven't had my home burned down and I haven't had an earthquake. Oh, sorry, Deborah Mark, take us away. But I guess that day would come, but you pay those bills every year or every half year, and you're like, oh, my God.
After a while, you're starting to root for something to happen just so you could get some of the money back.
Get a payoff, exactly.
Yeah. Nice big earthquake based in Woodland Hills. I'm getting glared at.
Don't wish that on her. It's stressful enough.
I know. I was going to say, come on. I have too many sleepless nights already worrying about earthquakes.
So the other thing they did is, we mentioned this the other day, They're allowing homeowners to get rate discounts if they fireproofed their buildings. So the insurance companies are saying, all right, we can't raise the rates, and now you're giving the customers chances for discounts that we have to accept. That's going to hurt us even more to cover our costs. Because, as you know from these fires, they've paid out big bucks. And it's not just the fires, but that's probably the biggest expense for these insurance companies. According to the story, one of the big companies that's left is studying what to do. Farmers Insurance, which is the second largest property insurer in California, hasn't announced plans to stop issuing new home insurance policies, but they're monitoring the California insurance marketplace carefully.
Well, you know what?
I like the way they put that. We're monitoring this.
Because, you know what? Eventually, some places become uninsurable. I've read about actors who have either terrible addiction problems that the movie production companies can't get insurance to cover the production anymore. Let's say you have a $100 million production, but it depends on this star being in the movie. Well, if this guy is so unreliable because of his addictions or other physical illnesses, then the insurance company says, no, he's liable to go down again. And we're not going to cover a $100 million loss. And the guy can't work. Same thing with some athletes. Sometimes some athletes are get so beat up with their physical problems or whatever's going on that they're not insurable for the team and they can't play. Yeah. So, you know, and land is like that. Climate is like that. You know, we've got areas in the state that are really uninsurable. And the insurance companies have played along up until the point we had the fire, and then it was so many billions of dollars worth of damage, they said, well, we're not going to do that again. So you can't live there unless you're going to cover your own losses.
Yeah, I was just looking up I saw this headline the other day. Oh, yeah, here it is. You were just talking about some of the celebrities who they reacted to the new L.A. real estate tax on big property sales by selling their properties before the tax went into effect. From opposite land, you know, the Marvel movies, the actor Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
He played the Hulk in those movies. He thinks they should tax billionaires at 90%. They'd still be fabulously rich, and you'd have the resources to rebuild a healthy and happy middle class across the nation.
He's an idiot.
Tax billionaires at 90%.
Who's supposed to tax them? Federal government?
Yeah, it would be the federal government.
Yeah, they're gonna leave the country then. They're not going to stay around for that.
They probably would.
Absolutely they would. There's a guy, I think it's Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle.
Yes.
Yeah, he runs that entire company from a private island he owns somewhere out in the Pacific.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. I mean, now you don't have to run companies from the home office in Seattle anymore. You can do it from anywhere in the world. And then and fly in and out. You don't have to pay. That guy is just a bozo. What a rich jerk. Why doesn't he voluntarily give up his 90% from his Marvel movies? Why doesn't he do that? Why don't they tax 90% of the profits of all these production companies? Let's see how long this guy would be employed.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You end up washing dishes.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock Clock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on till 4 o'clock. Then after 4 o'clock, what'd you miss? Well, listen to the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on demand. You could hear it all.
There's a lot about the Newsom uproar over migrants being sent to Sacramento. Oh, heavens. 36 of them.
36 of them.
They're going to go arrest Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor. You know all about that in our coverage today of that story. A couple of quick stories. It looks like it was just a temporary action. The ports of L.A. and Long Beach, the workers appear to be back. Operations seem to be normal. On Friday, there was something of a work stoppage because they don't have a contract, and I guess they're getting angry about that, and they want to show their might by stopping the goods from coming in. But it's not the rush it was a few years ago when the pandemic and all those ships got backed up out there in the ocean. Apple is now involved in the headset thing. $3,500 for the Vision Pro. These are goggles.
Did you see that photo of that? Of their headset?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like scuba diving goggles or something.
That is a big, heavy helmet.
There's a woman wearing them in a picture I'm looking at. Just huge goggles in the front. It's $3,500, I think, is going to be the price point. Seems a little extreme for a lot of people. But I guess the appeal could be to gamers, and it's supposed to combine both the VR world along with stuff right in front of you. I'm not sure how that works, but 12 cameras, 6 microphones, bunch of sensors that allow you to control it in various apps with just your eyes and your hands. They apparently had worked on this for a long time, and I'm thinking, well, with Facebook Meta's problems with their headgear. I didn't think anybody else was going to try this, but Apple's putting out this product. See if they sell anybody. Now, we're going to talk now about a possible, John, global environmental disaster. We have talked in the past, as we move towards, alternative energy technologies, about battery disposal, right? The car batteries that are in electric vehicles.
Yeah.
What about the solar panels? Quite a story here from the BBC about what they're going to do with the solar panels. They have a lifespan of up to 25 years. And by the year 2050, there could be a lot of them that have to be replaced. What do you do with the ones you remove? One researcher says there's going to be a waste mountain by 2050 unless we can get recycling chains going now. So they're working on the possibility where they think eventually they can extract and reuse 99% of a solar panel's contents. They can recycle the glass fronts and the aluminum frames, but then what they really want to do is get out the precious metals that are inside the panels, within the panels, silver and copper, which are typically very hard to extract, though.
You know how many solar panels there are in the world right now?
I don't know. No.
2.5 billion, according to Dr. Rong Deng.
Do you have solar panels? I do not have them. But
no, it didn't really work on our roof, just the way our roof is designed.
Oh, really? No.
It's too complicated to explain. But
I live in a cooler area, so that didn't really have outrageous air conditioning bills.
There was just not room, the way the roof was designed, for them to put on enough panels to make it worthwhile.
Oh, okay. It says here, in many cases, solar units become relatively uneconomical before they reach the end of their expected lifespan. But now, more efficient designs evolve at regular intervals, meaning it can prove cheaper to replace solar panels that are only 10 or 15 years old with updated versions. I didn't think of that. You're right. If a better solar panel comes along that's more efficient and better for your home, you might replace it sooner than the 25-year life I cited earlier, because this could be better for your energy usage. So that means there could be more of these removed and headed to the scrap bin somewhere.
Yeah. There's the copper, the silicon, and the silver. And over 60% of the value is in 3% of the weight of a solar panel. So it's difficult to extract the copper, the silicon, and the silver from the overall panel.
Right.
So
one plant in France, solar panels are painstakingly taken apart to recover those precious metals that you mentioned. Each solar panel contains only tiny fragments of these precious materials, and those fragments are so intertwined with the other components that until now it had not been economically viable to separate them. But I guess this plant in France has figured out some way to do it, maybe more efficiently. Yeah, you're right. Over 60% of the value is contained in 3% of the weight of the panels.
Yeah.
So that tells you how uneven that is and how you really have to dig for what's worth anything in there.
Right now they just crush them.
Right.
And shred the waste.
Right. These are things that nobody thought about. The same thing with the battery disposal for, you know, electric cars. No one really thought about how that could be some sort of a nightmare.
You know, there's everything is about excessive hype and hysteria now. I think I am reading now more and more articles about people in politics and in the media and other people in the industry going, well, we don't have an electrical grid. there's nowhere to dispose of these batteries after they've run its course. What are we going to do with them? We don't really have the materials to make the batteries, do we? They're all in other foreign countries. We don't have any control over that. It's like, wow. And you just read a few of these, and they're not advocacy articles. They're realistic. It's like, yeah, we don't control most of the materials.
No.
We don't have an electrical grid.
Probably not big enough to support what we're planning. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. It's the iHeart Radio app.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
Deborah Mark, live, the 24-hour. Well, we can't split anything.
No, I know. I'm going to go
home. It's important we know this. Yeah.
I'm going to make a veggie stir fry. If you want some, I can bring you some extra tomorrow.
No, that's all right. Thanks, though.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're finishing up here after 4 o'clock. You probably missed a lot. Go to the iHeartRadio app for John and Ken on demand, the podcast. Catch up on it all. We had a lot of stuff went on today.
Or, you know, slip John a message and maybe he'll come to your house and do another 3-hour show live and in person. Why not?
You know,
you complained you get done too early now. So.
I got plenty in me here.
Do you?
So I'm going to start doing personal shows for people.
We were just talking, I think, in the last segment about, you know, some places that go after the very wealthy in extreme ways. We had actor Mark Ruffalo talk about taxing billionaires 90%. One of the places where the wealthy do get fined and taxed pretty heavily is Europe. Love this story because the headline is great. And maybe, you know, California, the city of Los Angeles, might want to adopt this idea. There's a very wealthy man who apparently was speeding in Finland. He is one of Finland's richest men, and he got a $174,000 speeding ticket. He was driving 82 kilometers per hour in a 50 kilometer per hour zone. But because he's wealthy, and apparently the rule in Finland is that you are fined based on your income level. And the specifics for the speeding ticket basically equal to 14 days of your income, which for this rather wealthy man...
I'm no kidding, boy.
...would translate into $174,000 speeding ticket.
First of all, it's amazing. A head shaker. He's making that much money.
Older. I guess he's been at this for a while. Right. He's got a company called Wickloff Holding.
This is part of the stupid equity movement, and there's a lot of nutty stuff that comes out of Scandinavia. Now, I thought it was about making the fines cheap for poor people, right?
That is an effort in California, right?
But it never occurred to me there'd be another side of this. where they would make fines ridiculously expensive for the wealthy.
Think about how the other side of this is more attractive to these types, because now you have more money to spend on whatever.
But, all right, man, I don't know what.
And in this case, this rich guy said, "Well, at least it might go to some good charity that I paid this much money."
Oh yeah, it's going to go to a charity. It's going to go to whatever Finnish black hole exists in the government there.
Probably.
I don't think the Finns. Is that what you call them? The Finns.
They are Finns. Yeah.
The Finnians.
Well, they're Finnish.
The Finnish aren't any different than anybody else. Everybody in government is corrupt.
He's been fined before. In 2013, he was fined for doing 47 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. And in 2018, he also paid another huge speeding ticket fine.
Obviously, I don't know what's in the Finnish constitution. But in America, there's this proportionality. That the fine or the prison sentence has to be in proportion to the crime, that a legislature can't pass, you know, some outrageous sentence just because that it has to really equate to what harm you did.
No.
And so I don't think they could get away with that here.
Well, I mean, considering that they're already talking about charging wealthier people more on their electric bills. You know, that's a real bill in Sacramento.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be challenged, too, because that doesn't sound right. This idea that you pay for a commodity based on how much income you make. I mean, wealthy people already use more electricity, so they're going to pay more for that commodity.
Right.
But it sounds unconstitutional that I'm going to be discriminated against and have to pay disproportionately just because I'm successful.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I mean, you can do that with taxes. They shouldn't.
Because the attitude is, well, because you're wealthy, you think, because if it's only a $50 fine, who cares? You know, small change. We got to make it a bigger fine so you're more impacted and think twice before you speed and kill people.
Got to change the subject. It's not your business. You're not entitled to the money. You don't get to decide what I think. You think I don't care? Well, I do care. How about that? I don't care if it's a tiny little bit of my income. That's my income. That's not yours. You're not entitled to tell me what I'm supposed to think, what I'm supposed to tolerate. Again, none of your business.
He's apparently the chair of a holding company that includes businesses and logistics, helicopter services, real estate, trade, and tourism. So he apparently is a very wealthy, he's an older guy, he's in his 70s. Apparently there was a guy a few years ago, a Swedish driver, who got fined a huge amount because he was doing 125 in a 20-mile-per-hour zone.
You know what? He ought to move out of Finland for a year.
That's right. Take his tax money, his tax base with him, right.
All right, Conway's here. Hey now. Hey, a man was found shot to death down near the Grand Park Metro Station. Another one of these metro deaths. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, when family and friends come into town, I no longer take them to Hollywood Boulevard because I don't like to have my relatives come back to my house with their throat slashed.
That's a generous host.
Thank you. So I say, hey, go ride the metro for a couple hours.
Go get lost on the metro.
You'll have some stories when you go back to Detroit and Cleveland. Man, that's wild. I don't know. They got to get a hold of that. You know,
there was some dopey L.A. County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath. She posted a picture of herself and two of her idiotic aides smiling on the metro train just to show how wonderful it is to travel.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, do that all day.
Yeah.
See how long you last.
They got mugged. Mosquito in Burbank test positive for West Nile, so I'm moving out. And then train service, Orange County, San Clemente, again, stopped because of the landslide. Every couple weeks is a landslide in South Orange County.
Maybe they ought to move those train
tracks. Time to move the tracks, right?
Yeah, they should move the tracks inland.
Yeah,
exactly. Because it's nice and scenic to be right on the ocean.
The ocean's moving in, and the rock wall is crumbling.
That's right.
And it can't support the tracks.
And then I'm going to cancel my Costco membership because they're going to raise the membership fees.
Oh, how much is it now?
I don't know. I think it's like, I don't know. Is it 70?
You're too rich to keep track of these.
No, my wife does the membership buy, you know. And I try not to be with her because I get hot when that happens.
Right.
I'm like, wait, I'm paying to shop here? I got to pay you to shop here?
Right.
Like Jemco when I was growing up?
Right. But it's still like only $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda.
Right, right.
How can you beat that deal at the food court?
Yeah, but man, all those food courts look like prisons.
And the $5 chicken.
That's right. And more ice cream than a family can handle in one cup.
Exactly. Dig dong.
Yeah, all dig right. dong with that Costco.
All right, Conway.
Here he comes. There he comes. Ding dong.
Carosha's got the news.
Let's go.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.